Hey, a new Untold Story listeners. You can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen to ad-free on Amazon Music.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard seltzer beverage company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
You mean that's your reply to what I'm going to say? No, you're just going to say, like, no, that's a new untold story.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, is that story old or told?
Fuck no, baby!
It's a new untold story.
A new untold story.
It's a fresh, big, untold story.
A new untold story.
A new Untold Story episode 298. 299 will be the next episode, and then the big 300
is 296, by the way.
Okay.
It's 296, so you were off, and it's not actually 296.
Right. But I think, is our 100th episode coming up?
Yeah, I think it's mid-July.
And we have a big, big, big Indian interview banked for that. I won't say who we're interviewing, but let's just say it's Indian.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Did you do an Indian impression?
No. He freaked me out because, like, he texted me. He was like, hey, I didn't appreciate the Indian impression on the podcast. Maybe I did do it. Yeah, maybe I did sound like an Indian man, but just one that doesn't have an accent.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is my Indian impression right now. Hello. Pretty good, huh? Fine. Pretty fucking great. A woke impressionist would be funny and they just talk like themselves. Don't you hate it when you go to a Chinese convenience store and they're like, hey, welcome. What can I do for you?
Why? Every Uber driver is on the phone and they're always whispering.
Yeah, they are.
In a constant conversation. If you're Middle Eastern, you're on the phone 24/7 and you're speaking at low decibels.
But they're always talking and never getting talked back to. I've never heard somebody coming from the...
It's strange.
Odd. Today's episode is brought to you by HelloFresh. It's a shame this is a PG-13 PG ad because HelloFresh makes me want to fucking come.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm going to start the ad officially.
You don't have to.
Why?
They come to you.
They do. That's right.
This is straight from the farm, which I... No, you don't.
Yeah, they do.
The delivery guys?
Yes.
They have to go to the farm first?
It's a real pain.
Okay.
They're not paid very well.
They need tipped.
Yeah, you got to tip them when they come there.
So this is cheap... Net, it's cheaper than grocery shopping, but after the tip, it's not.
Well, it's much cheaper than eating out. So it's a huge win for you.
HelloFresh delivers fresh quality produce from the farm to your door. Like I said, foolproof, step-by-step recipes for a stress-free summer. You never cook. You don't know how. You can with this.
Yeah. And promo
code? Discover seasonal summer recipes like cucumber salad-stuffed pita pockets. It's a 10-syllable food.
That's everything combined. Yeah, that's every food.
Too many syllables.
Eating a cornucopia.
Chicken, sausage, stuffed peppers, Tuscan spice shrimp. A lot of syllables.
They've been stuffing.
Mm-hmm. Their newest menu release includes Mediterranean recipes. Filled with fresh fruits and veggies, nuts, olive oils, and fiber-packed whole grains for nourishing balance.
Promo code Kyle.
Personal endorsement.
Yeah, I loved all of those. I like the stuffed peppers the most. You have to give the promo code.
Collaborative effort.
It usually never, ever, ever is.
Go to HelloFresh.com/story16. That's story, S-T-O-R, 1-6. For up to 16 free. It's not a percentage off. It's 16 free meals.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's a lot of meals. You eat those in one day or 2 weeks.
And 3 free gifts. That's just a gift. Isn't that a gift?
That 3 free gifts
are
gifts.
What's a non-free gift?
It's a really great point. Yeah.
A slave?
Oh, my God. Play the fucking intro. You want to do a weekend update? Do you ready?
Yeah.
I haven't prepared at all, so.
just try to improvise something.
I'll improvise.
You have quick wit.
All right, maybe we play a sound effect here. They want our podcast to be more segment driven. How about this? Try this on for size.
Try it on for size.
Stop looking at me like that. Deliver your lines.
Dustin Johnson quit the PGA Tour for the new LIV Saudi Golf League. He better wear pants while he's golfing in the desert, or his name is about to be his diagnosis. He's going to get dust in his penis. Pretty good. That was just right off the dome.
Go ahead.
I like it.
A disabled teen that fled Ukraine was surprised by John Cena this week. It's funny that disable can be mispronounced as disable because that's still true. They're usually strange looking. Bill Gates has released his summer reading list this week. Never to be one-upped, fellow billionaire Tim Cook released his best places to fuck dudes list. He's gay. He's a gay billionaire. A woman a woman with 22-pound breasts was thrown off a plane for looking too explicit. In completely unrelated news, Barstool Sports podcaster Nick Tirani is seen easily and tenderly lifting 11-pound curls in the gym. One bystander said he still had the energy to suck on the end of the dumbbells if he wanted to.
I like that. Yeah.
The Wall Street Journal calculated that Queen Elizabeth's net wealth is around $500 million, which is shocking because she looks like absolute shit. Good segment. Goodyear has recalled an RV tire that they stopped producing 19 years ago. Recalling a tired 19-year-old is just Dave Portnoy talking about last night. Jesus Christ. These get dumb. Since COVID has slowed, high school reunions have spiked 25%. While some alumni are worried about reverting back to social insecurities they had in high school, cooler alumni are calling the reunions a perfect place to womp on dorks. Oh, these get really bad.
Oh, shit.
I'm going in order of good to bad.
Okay.
Japan's central bank chief is under fire for saying that citizens could just withstand inflation. That's pretty insensitive. The only person that can stand inflation is Violet Beauregard from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
What?
She got turned into like a blueberry.
Into a blueberry.
Deshaun Watson.
Who got inflated into
Violet Beauregard.
Who's the only person that can stand inflation?
That's got to be Violet Beauregard.
Oh, can you guys actually both look into the camera for the Beauregard delivery?
It's got to be Violet. Okay. Japan's central bank chief is under fire for saying that people can just withstand inflation. Person that can withstand inflation is Violet Beauregard, the purple woman from
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Was it Charlie and the Chocolate Factory or Willy Wonka?
It was both. Inflated in both.
Holy shit.
I thought it was Veronica.
It's Violet. You're turning Violet.
She's turning Violet.
Vatican documents have revealed a secret back channel between Pope Pius and Adolf Hitler. This is so disappointing and embarrassing to be attached to this evil, said a spokesperson for Hitler. Deshaun Watson is no longer public on Twitter. He must have learned that's another way he can show his private. It's as simple as that, boys.
That was off the cuff.
I was right off the dome. I was right off the dome. That wasn't a job application for any other program.
Fuck. All right. Now I want to try. Now I think I can do it.
It's so dumb.
I didn't think I could.
I just read straight down like the Reddit news.
How do you look at news stories?
Wall Street Journal and then Reddit news. I just read the headlines and I force myself to write a joke. Those were like, that was like the 15 in a row hot. Mm-hmm. I was like, I got to do one for each.
We might have. I used Reddit news as well. We probably have the same stories. What'd you do? Five?
Yeah.
I might go three. A toddler was reunited with his parents in the U.S. after being left in Afghanistan, giving us the inevitable Hollywood mashup remake Home Alone Survivor. It's not good. Kim Jong-un sent a letter congratulating the Queen and the British people for Platinum Jubilee celebrations. The closest American English translation of the characters used in his PS to the Queen would be, come on, just one titty. coastal Bangladeshi communities plant intensive mangroves to shield against ravenous cyclones as record number of Americans claim seasonal depression.
Say that one.
Mother of nine. Oh, this one is just all right. I don't remember. Mother of nine graduates valedictorian from medical school and plans to become a neurosurgeon. Shut up and dribble those babies on your lap, says a salutatorian. And then the last one, Ohio Republicans voted to put Canada on a federal watch list. Something about them selling Build the Dam shirts. I don't know. Yeah,
nope, that's good. That's good.
Cutting their Build the Dam wall shirts to make it anti-Canadian instead of Mexican.
A nice little twist.
Tyler's got 15.
Yeah, Tyler.
Yeah, rip through him. Families of kids wound. No, shit. Can't do that.
Are you just reading?
MEPs vote to end sale of petrol and diesel car by 2035 in EU.
You're just reading headlines.
Chicago woman says stranger moved into home for sale and refuses to leave.
It's working.
It is.
You're just honestly, that would be a weekend update where they just read the actual headlines in that tone. Mm-hmm.
Grand jury declines criminal charges for Springfield officer
so dumb.
Who ran over shooting victim last year. Pro-Russia officials open trial against Britain's.
Fuck.
Was it Brighton's or Britain?
Brittons. Oh,
the U.S. is going to phase out single-use plastic on public lands and national parks by 2032. I feel like I'm close to your level.
You're close. It's the same exact thing.
I actually want to do these.
We did.
I want to do my own.
Do you want to take 10?
No, I'll do mine. We'll rotate.
Yeah, maybe you could do something about the USB-C mandate in the EU.
Something about the USB-C mandate in the EU?
Mm-hmm.
EU.
United States big cocks and European uteruses.
Boom. Arby's has a Wagyu beef burger out. Huh? Yeah. What? That's pretty... Oh, man. And now you get to fuck Scarlett Johansson. It's as simple as that, dude.
What does that mean?
You're Jost.
You're Colin Jost.
Oh.
Nick gets to say the N-word.
That's right. Which one would you... Would you rather impregnate Scarlett Johansson or be able to say the N-word?
The latter by a mile.
Because Scarlett Johansson will not fuck black dudes. Mm-hmm. So it is truly, you have to pick one or the other.
Ooh. Yeah. I'm trying to think of a hypothetical where that would be the case. The ultimatum.
No, it's the weekend update table. It's the two guys.
You guys are reference. I don't know the reference.
This is one of the more popular pieces of media, but you can go ahead and make a fucking Babytron reference. Feel free.
He's too mainstream now.
Is he?
Is that ironic?
I don't know. Is that a Babytron reference you're making? Yeah.
Alanis Morissette. Okay. State Champs was in here.
Yeah.
And you met him.
Yeah, I came here early to meet him.
You're a big fan.
Yeah. State Champs rocks. Yeah,
I know.
The guy was cool. I had him geeking.
You're always hanging out with me.
I had him geeking.
You lied.
Oh, fuck off.
You lied. Well, yeah.
I lied. I got nervous because I wanted to get a picture. I was like, no, it's...
So instead of just not getting a picture, you said, I have to go.
I have to go film something.
You have to go film
and I walked down the wrong way because they were like walking and doing a tour of the office. And I just stood in the green screen room for like 20. Wouldn't you be nervous?
State Champs?
Yeah.
Nah, I'm used to
it. You do it again. You see, you saw him live in the mirror.
wait. Yeah. I wanted to deliver that one.
So State Champs was in the Barstool office today.
Mm-hmm. You saw them in, was it Virginia Beach?
I did.
I saw State Champs in the mirror. I saw them live in the mirror.
I forgot to bring up something embarrassing that happened to you, Kyle. We were walking in our hotel and his phone just from text to speech. Go ahead.
It was the robot voice pronouncing Stuyvesant to me.
He's moving there and he had to Google how to pronounce it. It was just playing in his pocket.
Not moving there by any means.
No? I thought you were looking at an apartment there.
I just wanted to pronounce it.
Really? Yeah. So you lied to me even then?
Yeah.
So you just were looking up a word how to pronounce it?
Yes.
Because too many times you've said names wrong because you just read them.
I think that's a fine thing.
I said Andre Agassi and I was very embarrassed.
I remember I said Waukesha instead of Waukesha. 3 years ago and it haunts me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember when I spelt the R word wrong for 2 years?
You did too. And I remember.
Oh, in text.
Yeah. He said
tart.
People do that all the time.
Yes.
Why?
I don't know.
That's ironic.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It is.
Alanis is typing away.
Yeah. I the Andre Agassi has been haunting me.
When did you do that?
On the yak.
Oh, yeah, that's bad.
Well, yeah. But you've done...
I think it jumps out for you because you're very articulate.
Sure, I guess. But I think Agassi is a better last name than Agassi.
Yours isn't Tarani.
My last name?
Should be.
My last name should be Tarani, you think?
Yeah, that's what everyone says.
It's yeah, you're right.
Spelled.
All right, fuck it. That's it now. I think it's too rainy. It was my grandpa's custom license plate. Number two.
Oh, yeah. And it's rainy. In a rut backwards.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. The phrase, the common phrase. KB, why don't you give me a weekend update? You know what? Did you guys see there's a really, really like, what's the award for TV shows? Emmys?
Yes.
It's like primetime Emmy bait. This show of three ex SNL alumni, women, granted, they do a zany home shopping network on Showtime now.
Oh, shit.
So, you know, multi-million-dollar, damn near, yeah, network television that...
They're doing...
Yeah, they're doing a crazy shopping network, and it's getting a lot of Emmy buzz.
God damn.
But they have been, like, marketing the hell out of it. Mm-hmm. You know, like, the Showtime main page has been plugging it.
Right.
Which has done wonders for it, actually. Mm-hmm. And it's like getting Emmy buzz. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's like, this is the most original, you know, and it's
I bet you they weren't marketing it on like inopportune times for like the nocturnal crowd.
Sure. Yeah, exactly. Like,
yeah,
usually Emmy voters go to sleep early, but the real fans are watching
Saturday
2,
3
a.m.
Like 3 a.m.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Who's up on a Saturday at 3 a.m.? People in the club.
People in the
and
club.
What do people in the club do? They want to laugh.
They want to laugh in the club. Uh-huh. Yeah, you're right. So that's when they should. It would be a guaranteed Emmy if they were putting the show out at 3 a.m. And then I think you have to ignore, like, Showtime is almost over flooding my timeline with clips from that show.
Yeah.
But no, like, I don't know how long that show could last just because the strain. They have a team of writers on that show. Of like experienced writers that have done really great stuff and they're working around the clock to put out like, you know, 20, 30 minute episodes. And so they probably just can't keep that up. That's a lot of work for a team of people,
yeah.
A team of writers,
a team of 20 writers,
20
a
plus.
Team of, yeah. Accoladed writers.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but good on them. It's going to be
We will never find joy in life regardless of what happens to us.
Sure.
Never.
Yeah, that's fine.
And it's just, we're stuck.
We talked about it on last week's episode that people couldn't hear. Shout out for Soli.
I guess the audio was fucked. I didn't listen
back. Yeah. But we talked about how I have not been excited for something in probably a decade.
I think there's nothing more that I can do with my current status in class.
Yeah.
Anything that I do in the future, I've already done some version of it.
But it's got to suck that you put together 14 days in a row of working 14-hour days just to come back to a city you can't live in.
Yeah. Someone texted me, not DM'd, was like, how does it feel that the dancing hot dog on the act can afford to live in Manhattan and you can't? There's a team of guys who have acquired my number just to confirm my insecurities.
Yeah.
They just send me not mean spirited messages, but just things that I think about a lot in a negative way. Don't start rumors that Krista Stepp. I don't want to put it, but stop doing that. That's weird. And people are taking it too far.
They are taking it too far. Cause I'd love to be on a show.
I know.
I'd even honestly, one hand to God, I'd do it solo. if he dislikes,
that's gonna happen.
Probably,
yeah.
That's how he wins.
That's gonna happen.
Yeah,
you gotta have TT on.
No, I might not be alive because
live-in transgender podcast co-host. But yeah, what are you saying?
I might not be alive to go on his show because somebody's been coming into the office asking for me, saying they have a meeting with me. I said this on the Yak, and he's bringing in a deck of Pokemon cards to challenge me.
Yeah, that was an afterthought the first two times you told me, but thinking about it as it is, that's insane.
Yeah.
Just showing up.
Because we have another guy that keeps showing up too, and he'll DM us I'm in the lobby.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Do not tell me you're in the lobby.
Especially because I know the ease of which you can get into this building.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You might not live now. When it was just Ebony, you could have just come here every day.
Well, you're saying people, it's way easier to live and not die than you think.
You think?
Yeah.
But it also is easy to die. There's a point of no return.
Yeah.
Tiff, the male woman here, she's a female male woman. She's mad at me. Mm-hmm. She said it's on site. Because she thinks
you went on the podcast.
And you said it. Pull the clip. You said she had a fake ass. Apparently.
You said she bought her fake ass from the Dominican Republic.
You said that.
Which isn't even a knock.
You said that. But then you got to the office before me and you told Ebony I said it because they can't tell us apart.
There's nothing wrong with going to the Dominican Republic to get a fake ass.
I think it's a real ass. As a matter of fact, I know it's a real ass because there was no sign of incision. Unless they went in through her shoulder and brought it all the way down.
I think they are doing that.
Are they?
Yeah. Especially if you have a torn
labrum. It's like when the bug is underneath the skin in the mummy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's just going down until it rests in the butt cheek.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Benny.
You know, you got to lay on your stomach for the next 24 hours.
Watching those flights, the videos of this.
On an airplane.
Yeah.
That's how.
You got to buy 3 seats.
Yeah.
Could you still lay vertically?
They just plank.
Lay vertically. Yeah. Okay.
This dude's laying vertically. Now that's a standing man. Oh, somebody sleepy? I'm waiting in line. Oh, you sleep? Need a little rest? What else is going on, boy?
You have more weekend update stuff, don't you?
No.
Yeah, you do.
No. Not really.
From the past.
Yeah, we tried to do it last week. Or a couple weeks ago. We tried to do a more produced version. It just didn't come off as us.
Yeah. I could throw that in this episode on YouTube.
We could do that, yeah.
Just within the episode if people want to watch it.
Yeah, we tried to
give honest feedback.
It was a trial run, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. But we just wanted to see if we could do it. It's kind of like a fun writing exercise.
Yeah, it's a good exercise.
I'm trying to see if I skipped
any. Kyle's
nope, said just... everyone. Oh, I said everyone.
Kyle's were the best too.
I know.
Just the meta, just no.
It's like his gecko joke.
No punchline.
That pissed me off.
People, make sure you hype the mine up.
What?
My segment.
Yeah, yeah. Let's clickbait this video. KB puts SNL weekend update to shame.
Colin Joe's and killed himself on the spot.
The thumbnail was Kyle just... just Kyle. Yeah, that'll be the thumbnail. Honestly, yeah, let's have... We need like a... I see like the out and about guys, all their thumbnails are pretty much similar branding.
Yeah.
We should just have just the same photo of Kyle for every single...
Yeah.
I think it's a pretty good idea. Yes. With just like the number in the bottom right.
Yeah.
Because like we get emails about how our thumbnails aren't consistent.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're about to be consistent.
Pictures of you don't really exist. I try to Google you
people
to Photoshop
me,
often.
Have told me that many times.
There's not pictures of you. Just,
yeah, I always think about that. Like in the event that I die, my obituary picture is going to be whack as hell. Yeah.
Dude, it's going to look like a boring ass life.
Like, it's gonna...
You're going to have like one of those slideshows on like a Sanyo television that's still like a cube in like the Altmaier funeral home.
I'm a sucker for those.
Yeah. And your slideshow is going to be, it's probably going to be funny, but it's going to be like, okay.
It won't like invoke like feelings of sadness or sympathy.
It won't even invoke anything. It'll be some sort of weird, I don't know what photos
use. Why don't you get one ready for me?
Can somebody tweet us a KB funeral slideshow?
Mm-hmm.
You make one.
Okay. I don't think I have photos of you. I always look through four photos to edit of you.
Yeah, I have one picture of you I took in a closet here.
I've been publicly on camera every day for the past 3 years. What do you mean?
Yeah, but like...
There's no stills,
there's
bro.
There's
stills?
Screenshots. There's
when
no
was the last time you said
stills?
Cheese, bitch? This dude's never said cheese.
He doesn't know how to say it.
Fuck you.
He's a pubeless man who can't say cheese.
He's a pubeless man that can't say cheese.
Fuck you. You say it.
Cheese.
Say cheese and die. Would you laugh at that?
R.L. Stein.
Oh, did you know that?
Yes. Yeah. Wait, I'm the only one that's the most common.
No.
Do you think you're that brilliant to where say cheese and die went over my head?
That wasn't like I didn't think it was brilliant. I didn't know.
But then you said, why you laugh?
I bet you 5% of people know that reference.
Wrong.
And that's a healthy estimate.
Goosebumps was so popular.
People don't remember.
They remember say cheese and die.
I don't think. Oh, fuck this.
Read the second ad. Read it like a weekend update.
Bitch.
Big bitch. You got it?
Father's Day is just around the corner. And Manscaped's Performance Package 4.0 is the perfect bundle for the men in your life. The Performance Package 4.0 includes the Lawnmower 4.0, all new skin safe electric trimmers, weed whacker ear and nose hair trimmer. Crop Reverse.
That's just so much better than mine.
Who the fuck just sent us acai with the appropriate dangle below the seat?
That was fucking David Blattman. That just threw me off.
He had to specifically search for that Portuguese C.
But the thing is, it was a typo.
And why are you?
He didn't mean to say acai. He said available, not acai.
He corrected himself with the same
fuck
C.
Fuck off, Blattman.
Mm-hmm. The Crop Reserver Anti-Chafing Ball Deodorant, Crop Reviver Ball Spray Toner, Performance Boxer Brief, in a travel bag.
You got to break
to
for
hold
one.
It all.
You got to break for one.
I got to what?
You got to like do a break.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The Lawnmower 4.0 is waterproof and also has a 400K LED spotlight he needs for. Is my vision going?
Yes, dude. You've needed glasses for like 10 years.
I can't even watch.
Just read the promo code.
I can't
code.
Watch Top Golf TikToks because I can't see where the ball goes.
Read the promo code so you
thought,
can read the fucking promo code.
We've talked so much about Manscaped. We use it.
You've stressed enough.
I've stressed enough. Finally, get 20% off plus free shipping with the code ANUSANUS at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code ANUS.
You can't watch your Top Golf TikToks anymore? Those dudes crush the ball.
I can't
ball.
See where the ball goes.
It always goes out. It always goes out of the park.
I can't watch golf videos. I don't know where the ball lands.
What have you been consuming then?
Still TikToks. my TikTok, my algorithm has gotten younger and younger. I got a kid winning the fucking Roadrunner challenge at Cooperstown Dreams Park.
What's the Roadrunner challenge?
I was like looking through the comments and it was like kind of fascinating to see 12-year-olds just chopping it up.
Sure, I guess. Yeah. I don't use TikTok anymore. Don't use Twitter. I just scroll through Gene Markeith's Instagram. Do you guys know Gene Markeith?
No.
Oh, he's a fit god. He turns 21 this month. Cancer season.
Fit god.
Fit god. Gene Markeith.
Hype him up. Well, you don't need to hype him up.
No, he doesn't need the hype. He's the fit god. And he takes out his shoelaces and puts full-size ropes in his shoes for shoelaces.
Full ropes.
Full ropes.
Amongst other things.
Yeah. Yeah. He'll put in some fuzzies. He is a fit god. And, I just scroll through Markeith's Instagram. He's next up. He is 100,000% next up.
I was watching a TikTok of it was Peyton Pritchard. It was like a courtside shot of like him, like
the Boston Celtics.
He was like did a cool move and like missed a three.
Yeah.
And like the top comment was like, it was like, people forget that even the bench players in the NBA are so much better than us. Mm-mm. It's not even that close.
We don't forget.
What?
We don't forget. Yeah. They're professional NBA basketball
players. NBA
players
are better than you guys. Yeah.
Oh, I forgot. Mm-hmm. What else is going on? You have something new going on in your life, right? We allowed to say?
What?
Be a dad. I'm going to be a father. Do you want to say that or do you want to? Your mom's going to freak out.
Does she know yet? Still believe it.
Yeah. I could say explicitly right now that that's not true. It's too late. She's already on the phone with you. She's pissed. I might actually text her and just be like, hey, have you talked to Kyle?
Do that.
I don't have her number. Oh, I found your dad's Twitter. Because he responded because he was pissed that Shopping Network was canceled. Luckily, there's a show on Showtime that can be replaced. It'll be winning Emmys. And so he'll like that, I'm sure. Festive 2018.
What is the name?
Doug Winoy. But he responds to shit. He trolls on here.
Oh, yeah, no. He's had some... There was a while when he was just around the clock replying to viral tweets, trying to like, get people to bite.
Yes.
The same thing I used to do.
He responded to Joe Biden.
I told him like, you got to do the presidents. that's the ones that work.
It was Joe Biden tweeting about assault weapons. And your dad said in Pennsylvania, you could be 18 years old and sent to war and killed, disfigured, maimed for the rest of your life, but you can't enjoy it ice cold, icy light at Applebee's until you're 21.
That's like the age old take. He just made it very descriptive, just like I would.
He made it so regional.
I told him about that loophole. If you want to be funnier, you just steal a joke that's already worked in the past or a line, and then you just add a bunch of adjectives to it.
He responded to the viral guy destroying the Mickey Mouse proposal. The Disney.
Yeah.
Get lost, hardos. These are rules in life. Stop making your own. Disney needs to arrest these violators. Great job to Guy.
I think he peaked like last summer or last.
He tweeted out a peak. he's tweeting out facts that Christianity's 31% of the population compared to Islam's 15.
If I retired at my age, that's what I would do.
He responded to Kamala Harris.
I told him that.
Unrelated to what she tweeted.
It feels good.
I really believe that within 20 years, America will have its first female president. I can finally see the tide changing. Is he trolling?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He defends assholes constantly. Like the guy that hit the home run in college and the was pushing him. Your dad is... a thread defending him. He was like, I know him personally. You don't want to fuck with this man. he's a maniac. And it is.
Fuck.
Oh my God. Yeah. He's just on here. And I was scrolling through, just looking at his replies. I don't even know if he wants us to air out. But
I don't know.
Festive 2018. What's that mean?
I don't fucking know. It's probably like the default. I don't even know what that
means. Yeah, that sounds like a default.
I don't know what Doug Winoy means. Yeah. No. I think I do.
Wait, we asked him.
I think there is a guy. I think he just added one letter to it. This is a real guy who has a good job.
Wait, Doug Winoy is real?
Yeah.
But he just changed the spelling?
I don't want to air it out.
Oh, my God. Yeah. But your dad said it was too long of a story to... He copy and paste.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. He's trying to just catch anybody for his own enjoyment, I guess. No one's... Jesus.
He's responding to a bunch of like local politicians saying that we need abbreviations next to the candidates. AG if they're anti-guns, PA if they're pro-abortion, AE if they're anti-Elon. I don't know if he's being serious or not.
I don't know. This is what happens when you retire and you have the brain of me.
Yeah. Truly.
You don't go like on golf trips or like.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do that.
Well, no, he's getting real into pickleball, isn't he? Like even the troll, but he like actually plays.
No, he's getting real into the troll character he plays in the community. Because he's like earning like status.
Okay.
It's like spreading nationwide.
There's
been another article about him.
No. Yeah. What was it? Was it on the Pickler? Yeah,
he's like the pickleball troll now.
He finally separated himself from the rest, man. I'm happy for him. Oh, my God.
Sass was telling Tyler and I when he first started like going on Twitter and stuff, he blocked his dad on everything. He was making new accounts called Big Sasquatch.
My dad.
Does he watch... this stuff?
Your dad? No, but he's very active on Twitter. But I think he just retweets like WVU stuff. My dad, I think, is like mentally, my dad's in a better place than Kyle's. That's fair.
Fair, yeah.
No, my dad's Watt 11. Huge fan of WVU and Pittsburgh sports except Pitt. And that's just, yeah. He's retweeting just shit I'm in.
Good dad. No trolls? No creative trolls?
Huh? Let's see if he's...
Your pops can...
No, he's just... He just responds to the Pirates every time they lose and just says, frustrating, ridiculous.
I always see those accounts who do things like that. I wonder, like, who is that? There is a comfort in that it's like a 60-year-old man and not like a...
Yeah.
Like someone our age.
Can't lose these games. He's getting mad at Brandon.
Some of the Pirates, we can't...
WVU is a Big 12 pretender. No more words on the subject, on the matter, please. Yeah. So, yeah, your dad is, he's next up too. Him and Markeith.
I think we can't keep like hyping new people up though. We have to stick with one or two.
Okay.
So it's Markeith and my dad.
I would love those two to have a podcast together. Gene Markeith. I found Gene Markeith because he's a Florida Boy Vell's best friend.
Mm.
You guys know Florida Boy Vell?
No.
I know Florida Boy Vell. So Gene Markeith is from Georgia.
Yes. You guys are on a different internet than me.
Oh, yeah. And like we have very similar interests and similar sense of humor. Mm-hmm. But if you don't know Florida Boy Vell and Gene Markeith.
Gene Markeith, yeah.
Those guys are next up.
Gene Markeith is next up. I kind of want to, I almost DM'd him because he's on like the weight loss kick.
Yeah.
The fitness, the caloric deficit.
Yeah, he looks great.
Mark, he's all of his advice that he gives out for free.
Yeah,
from the kindness of his heart is good.
Yeah,
and I kind of don't want him to like fall into that type of influencer.
Yeah, you want him to just be. Fashion influencer.
Just fits. I want him to just post the fit pics at the gas station pump.
Yeah, that's what he does, and it's just always a slideshow.
He pioneered that. Yeah,
it's awesome. Mm-hmm. He did pioneer that. It's always the gas pump. You looking at Markeith?
So we can
trying to find him. You know. Spell that for me.
G-E-N-E.
Don't tell Gene Markeith that he's next up because that's kind of condescending.
No, he's up right now.
He's
up
like now.
He's going to find another level. I think he's Mr. Put It On it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mr. Put It On.
And he has the meanest of fits. And I think next episode we should be inspired by Markeith and we should wear a Markeith fit. Next week.
Yeah, come in your best Markeith.
And if you guys are listening to the pod, I want you to listen to it in a Markeith and just we'll do
It'll make more sense listening to it if you're wearing a Markeith.
Yeah. But Florida Boy Vell, he has his whole crew, but he like It's a lot of TikTok drama going because he kicked out the one white guy.
I heard he was an industry plant.
He kicked out Cole.
I heard Florida Boy Val was an industry plant.
Not true. Not true. Because
thank God.
No.
But I think I heard he was doing manufactured videos to promote Markeith.
No.
Okay.
No, they're genuine friends. They're just on the Florida Georgia line. And
what industry would be planting these boys?
Dude, Billy Eilish?
The big rope industry that Markeith uses in his shoes. But their one member of the crew passed away, Lil D. Remember Lil D?
He was the tiny one?
Yes, Kyle.
Because a lot of people have Lil as their like
moniker,
but their normal size.
Yeah.
He was actually a small.
Yeah, which is really sad.
He passed?
Apparently. That's what Vel's saying. But Lil D.
This is fucked up, but I need to see Mark Jean's funeral fit.
Maybe like one person will understand this episode, but you guys need to look.
I'm actually starting here.
What?
Never mind.
If this was the first episode you heard.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is the first episode of Anus that you listened to.
Dude, I listened to our pilot last night. Cold open to Dick Smelling Fucked.
Really?
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
God damn.
So this was what the first episode was like.
I guess it was. You just go right into it and just like, okay, I guess this is it. Kyle, you like Game Time?
Mm-hmm.
Game Time. That's what you always say
when
you open up the app.
Game Time.
All right. So act like you just open up the app.
You know, like you're in an Uber and like the Middle Eastern driver, he's like kind of whispering in a phone conversation.
We've already talked about this.
You know that, but you can't really tell.
Yeah.
I feel like this is what this episode is.
Yeah, you think
so? You're not going to be able to quite decipher it.
Yeah, I think we've just kind of been jumping around.
We haven't said anything.
We haven't actually.
We made a couple points.
But Game Time is the exclusive ticketing partner of Barstool Sports. We are cohorts with these guys. We love them to death. We just don't partner with everybody. Mm-mm. Game Time is a ticketing app that makes it easier than ever to score last minute deals for tickets, sports, concerts, and shows. Guarantee the lowest price. Use them for a pirate game. Want to use them to go see state champs. Good friends of mine. And it's possible with the Game Time app. Last minute price drops. You guys can download the app and use Untold at login code for $20 off your first purchase. It's a lot of bones. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of bones. Download Game Time last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. I don't know if Game Time has an Instagram, but it's sure as hell better than Dude Wipes Instagram.
They posted a banger today.
They did not. They posted a Squid Game meme today.
Yeah, what did it say?
It was
a picture of the old guy.
The old guy like curled up, and it was just like,
this is your poop waiting for the coffee to hit. I'm pro those memes. So, I hate when they're like clever, like punny or something.
I've been doing something that's a lot of fun. You know, the meme generator where you can click on the meme format.
Oh yeah.
And so it'll be like, I tried to do one for Wake Up Honey, Nick promoed a show he's on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like the wife and husband in bed.
Yeah.
But once you enter in that text, you can change the meme. And so it becomes a nonsensical meme on the website.
Oh my
God. So it'll be like, I changed it to Wake Up Honey, Nick promoed a show he's on. But it was the superhero that couldn't decide what button to press. So one of the buttons would just Wake Up Honey and the other ones. And it's just it makes them so much fucking better.
Mm-hmm.
All memes should be actually, they should take notes from the Dude Wipes account.
I think like comedy isn't funny anymore.
Yeah.
So
the original definition of the word comedy just means a linear story. Like Dante's.
That means nothing to me.
I just was going to teach you about the layers of hell, but I guess not.
Okay. I just don't know what that meant. I didn't understand
the reference. The original meaning of comedy didn't mean funny.
Okay.
Just meant like a story from, no, it means everybody in the story happens. They go on their trajectory. So the hero wins, the bad guy dies. It's a comedy. That's what comedy meant.
Mm.
Like the guy rolling the rock up the hill. If he got it to the top, that's no longer a comedy.
Was that Sisyphus?
That was Sisyphus.
Yeah.
Anyways, what were you saying, man?
I forget.
Oh, fuck.
Sleeping.
Somebody just kicked the door in? No respect. None.
Are we still doing the Gabe float?
I never signed up for it. But
neither did I.
No, but those guys don't let you say no. You're the DJ on the float.
I've been fantasizing and dreaming about it.
Have you actually?
Yeah, I think
you might fall in love with it.
I want to be a DJ.
Do you actually?
Bad.
You yeah. have the same face as Flume.
That he's my favorite
DJ. Your lookalikes have been insane lately.
That nuts.
Yeah,
the long-haired guy. If we could have him right here.
Yeah, no, he's hideous.
And he's hideous and...
Is he gay too?
No. He's hideous and...
The gay French guy was gay, but not this guy.
Of course the gay French guy was gay. He's French. Yeah. But this guy was hideous.
What do you mean?
And had the same exact face as you.
The same exact face. Wait, I'm trying to like...
You're trying to cope?
Not cope, but there is a way. There's like, you know... The same face. But he's ugly and I'm not at all. So I'm trying to figure out how that works.
Yeah, it's a weird thing because I think he's taller than you. He's got beautiful flowing hair. And stop, the same exact face.
Out of nowhere. I think ever since I was on Out and About, I don't know if this is like a gay thing. I've been getting DMs just how tall are you? And it infuriates me. There's no right answer.
Yeah, there's one answer actually.
What?
There is literally right a
but you know answer. Why they're asking.
Yeah. Why?
Because one time I said 5'11 and they said that'll do. And I was like, fuck.
Oh, if that'll just
that'll
do.
Do level.
Damn, dude.
I haven't slept in a while.
Why?
I can't sleep. Can't fall asleep.
That makes sense. Yeah. That's the biggest cause in lack of sleep.
I think I need a hotel.
Are you going to get a hotel?
I'm so used to sleeping in hotels that in my shitty bed. It's not shitty, but
I'm the exact opposite.
I want to just live in hotels.
Dude, I was waking up like not knowing what city I was in. I felt like a rock star without
we
the
were,
pussy.
Like, it felt like we were on a tour like rock stars.
Yeah. I mean, we had a van. In the back of the van said, honk if KB gonna have that.
I hated that.
And I liked the idea of it, but then in practice,
so I was like, this driver
was really bad. And so he didn't know when he was driving poorly because we were just like, oh, another KB. He was in denial. I was like, that was a KB fan. No, you're in the wrong lane.
Yeah. We were trying to like merge onto like an interstate in like a traffic jam.
Yeah.
I was like,
damn, Kyle.
Damn.
God damn, dude. No, but yeah.
I-95 heads love KB.
I would have loved to not have that van wrap because like there was always like, there was, yeah, it was weird.
It's obnoxious.
People always found it. A priest found it.
Some priest from Cleveland.
Yeah.
He
tweeted at us.
Yeah, he was like, the Yak Boys are in Cleveland.
And then added us. So he like knew. He had his ear to the pulse.
Did he have his ear to the pulse? All of our fucking priest rape jokes that we've made?
Yeah. We made one today.
A cool one. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He only fucked like hot dudes. he only fucked the popular kids. Dude, he fucked the quarterback.
I think like in like Texas, like that is like all of like the eligible bachelorettes try to fuck the starting quarterback.
That's everywhere.
Bachelorettes, like if you're like in your 20s and single, like you try to fuck the high school quarterback.
Yes.
Why are you acting like that's not weird?
No,
it is weird.
Okay, yeah, I think that's what's going on.
He's saying that's in like Texas, commonplace. Adult women go for the high school QB.
Yes.
Not on, you and you're think like everywhere?
I do.
I don't like how like you weren't like disgusted by that.
No, I think it's everywhere.
Okay. Everywhere?
Yes. I bet you there are moms that are trying to fuck the quarterback of Park.
I believe that. Yeah. And we were saying this, like there's a lot of more Southern, like conservative families, like they want their daughters and sons or their brothers and sisters to date someone that's a spitting image of them.
Yes, it's weird.
They want the carbon copy.
They want them to look like they're in that family.
They want their, they want
the like Southern elitist.
Like dads want their daughters to fuck them, like a guy that looks just like them and acts just like them.
Yes.
And the brother is always like really overly protective.
Keep
my fucking sister's name out of it. What are you talking about? Fucking my sister? Stop that.
No. They're obsessed with like the guys being good enough to fuck their sister. It's like, you better be good enough to.
Yeah, that's so weird.
You better like.
Dude, no, my sister has to fuck the best guys. That's what they want?
I think they say that.
Yeah.
Maybe.
If I had like a sister that was single, I would like, I wouldn't care. I wouldn't think about that.
No.
You should not have a relationship with your sister.
No.
Okay.
Do you?
No. You do.
Kinda.
You're a nice friend. You're a nice brother.
I'm a good brother.
You're 7 years older.
Right.
So yeah, kind of like a. Yeah,
it was more of a babysit kind of thing. They had me so they could have my sister later, and they wouldn't have to do anything.
Yeah. Great foresight.
Yes, that's how it is. But then I abandoned them.
They followed.
Do you think you or your sister is going to have to watch over your parents when they get old?
It's too morbid.
It's a reality. And it's getting closer by the day.
More like a timely death.
You would rather
I would like the death to precede that.
Okay.
I think everyone would.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't know. What about the golden years?
I think they, as long as they're self-sufficient.
Okay.
Autonomous.
So as soon as they can't.
Yeah, then it's.
As soon as they can't drive.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Okay. Just a thought. And you at home, think about that.
Mm-hmm. Old folks home.
It's not just me and Kyle whose parents are getting older. It's you too, the viewer. Mm-hmm. What else is going
so
on?
So delirious.
Are you? You yeah, just haven't
I,
slept?
Yeah.
Get like, a hotel
I got,
right
I got
now.
One, I got back to back like 1 hour.
You got to do something about that. Is your place messy?
I'll be fine. I go through phases.
Because my place is fucking trashed right now because after the 2 week road trip of Barstool versus America and then this 2 week road trip, I don't have enough clothes to last 1 week.
Yeah.
Look, I dress like I'm in a cartoon. And look. But I have just been buying more and more clothes and now everything's dirty and I'm out of money.
Yeah, I do that too. I buy instead of wash.
Yeah.
And then it doubles your problem.
Yeah, it really does. So I'm going to be wearing some new fits. Got some band tees coming in.
What's like a band tee?
Like something that's band. Not allowed?
No, prohibited? Band. Yeah, like get dance, oh, Gavin dance.
Tea. Oh, it's something that it was, I thought it was like band. It was so bad.
No.
Some of your pieces should be bad. They're fucking whack.
I wear like just solid colors.
Now you have some whack pieces.
Like what?
That purple jacket.
That piece is so sick.
Oh, yeah.
The purple and green jacket.
You fucking wear it.
It's 90 fucking degrees.
Purple and green is the most obnoxious colors.
That jacket was $2,000.
I know. I bought it. It's fucking my piece.
No, it's not. The jacket cost me money. How long have we been doing this, Owen?
54 minutes.
Holy shit. We're getting good at this.
We've said nothing for 54 minutes. Absolutely nothing.
They like dribble.
Anybody could have done what we just did.
Oh yeah.
But I think it was kind of charming that we just put zero, like how bad this was. In a good way.
I think you guys do a good job of making your drivel seem artistic.
Yeah. We talk about it all the time. How we've kind of made this weird world where we can fuck up and people think we do it on purpose. Like with your Jewish cutout in the back of the dozen, whenever anybody would leave for the photo, they're like, KB and Nick put that right where it needs to be seen.
I hate when people do that.
Nah, it was just there. Sorry, guys. Yeah. It was just there.
And even if we did that, that's like it's not that impressive. not cerebral at all.
No, but yeah, I appreciate the credit, but it wasn't.
Yeah,
it was just
any kind word I appreciate.
It was just there.
But
oh yeah, there has been some kind words. You saved a dude's life.
Yeah, I did, and we won't get into that further.
You got a DM, but
now it's going to seem like I told you before this to bring that up.
You did.
I saved. Yeah. Okay. Well, then you were.
And by proxy, I guess I did too.
I didn't. I was telling him to do it. I was DMing him as well.
Do you ever regret saying yes to Cameo like 4 years ago and now your pictures on that website?
I think I did it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really think about it.
Okay.
That would be a terrible life to like have that haunt you. Like you're constantly thinking about what people think about you when they go on some website.
I think you do.
I do. It really bothers me because I'm like anti-Cameo.
Yeah. Because you did it before.
I'm not like, I get your money because people are making crazy money.
Get your money.
I can't mentally film a video for somebody else as a gift.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
Can't.
Even if it's like a joke gift.
Sure.
I can't film myself talking to a person.
Yeah, but you signed up for
sending a
message. You signed up for an app that's exclusively that.
I did. Broke, dude, and I was, yeah.
Was this before Barstool? Because I think it said like Twitter personality.
They go after anybody.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. This is before, yeah, before I was anonymous. No one even knew who I was or looked like.
Yeah, because it is still your child picture on there.
Yeah. Yeah. When you were anonymous, did people know that was you? Like, I just assumed you were using a random boy.
No, people thought I was a meme account.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you need to find the perfect profile picture to use, because people will think it's like people probably put you with like that like college senior with the guy holding the dark beer, right? Like they were just like, this is like the same thing.
I was terrified of, because I was working at my job in special ed.
Yeah.
And the first result when you Googled my name, it was just my Twitter account.
Kyle Bauer?
Yeah. And I was like,
what was your Twitter account then?
I was calling all the Twitter offices. I changed my display name to KB. That's why I got the name.
Okay.
Because I didn't want my name popping up.
Because you never went by KB ever.
Never, never, never. And it still would come up. So I was just thinking I go in and like I'm assigned to these families. And if they were like, I wonder who this, who my essentially doctor is going to be for my
son.
Sick,
yeah,
dumb child.
My dumb kid.
And if they Google my name, it was just my Twitter would come
my
up.
My disabled child. Yeah. Well. Yeah. Yeah. Request Kyle on Cameo.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get that going. Did you ever do one?
No.
No. You did one. Wait, is there one of them out there?
No.
Oh, if you guys, if anybody has a KB Cameo.
$500. We will pay
$500.
For it.
I'm checking right now. Is there none?
I remember I did like 10 takes and I was like, this is fucked. So I got in my car because I thought it would look cooler and more natural if I filmed.
Wait a minute, you son of a bitch. Did you do that for me? Because I did a video about how I was putting together a GoFundMe to buy the drummer of a Chuck E. Cheese animatronic band, Mr. Munch. And I wanted to fuck him.
Yeah, that was before you worked here, right?
It was before I was friends with Kyle. Yeah. I was like, okay, if I do this blog for you, front to back, every single word, you have to do this clip for me.
Mm-hmm.
You drove a hard bargain. And you were like, as long as I can be in my car. And I said, as long as it's horizontal. And you didn't respond for like 12 hours. And then you sent that vertical.
Yeah, I can't look at myself horizontally. I had a lot of issues. I'm better now.
Wait, there is one.
No, there ain't.
Yes, there is right here. You're in the woods.
That's my intro video.
Can I watch it?
Please don't. Please don't.
All right, I won't.
Don't. What? It's public. You can just do it after this.
Right, but I mean, how often do we break the hour threshold on our pod?
We don't. We can do so. We can talk about something.
All right, if you don't, give me a talking point. You have 30 seconds to start a conversation. If not, I'm watching this.
I want to get really into laser pointers. This is how sleep deprived I am, because my notes section were just incomplete thoughts. It was like,
what is it? Tyler, will you play? Will you just put his Cameo intro video just like at the end of this pod?
I don't even remember what it is. I think I said I was Jake Paul or something. Stupid.
So you know it exactly. Is it that exactly?
I think it was just like, hi, I'm Jake. This is Jake Paul.
So you know it exactly. What color shirt are you wearing?
I was wearing the Mets shirt. The one that says Kong, Pete Kong.
Hmm. Wait, it says Barstool Sports, A New Untold Story. They've been updating your profile.
I'm an inactive account. They can stop.
Book me on Cameo. DJ Paul from Vine and YouTube.
You have a thick beard.
Rock bottom right now. I'm desperate.
Yeah, but that's a thick beard you have in that. Why don't you do that more often?
Because I don't know. I don't know what looks better or worse.
You don't need it.
I like the...
I don't know.
I like whatever you got.
Oh, man. No, no, it's laser pointers, I guess. Kyle, take it away.
I want to get really into laser pointers. At that point in my life where I've already done every version of anything I will do in the future unless I strike gold.
Yeah.
So now I either want to get into pills and
that's devastating though.
What?
I've never thought about it that way. Everything I'll do for the rest of my life is probably a variant of what I'm doing now.
And then you said last episode I pointed out and it sounded like depressing and cynical, but it was therapeutic and reassuring. Is that there's only a finite of things that make me happy.
That's
and
a good thing.
When you know that, it makes your life a lot easier.
Sure.
So when you like you agree to do something, you do it on the account that this is something that can make me happy.
Right, but there's probably a ton of stuff that makes you happy that you don't know about.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying, and I'm finding new ones.
Laser pointers.
Could be. Could be. Like the kinds that are like that will like hurt your skin if I
like the ones that can pop balloons.
The flashlight kids are cool too. No, they're not cool. The flashlights are cool. They're the opposite.
What are the flashlights? They're
like the guys who have the highest power flashlights
that can like take down a plane.
Like he went down in like pitch black and you thought it was 1 p.m. in his backyard. It was insane. And they said they're like harmful. You can't really shine them legally. And so like these collectors, like he did like a real quick shine of his second most powerful one on TikTok. And everyone was like, we got to see the most powerful one. He's like, nah, he's like, I'll never do that. So yeah, just the thrill of the collection.
Of having that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Whoa.
Which I don't respect.
But you want it.
I want the powerful. I want to use the powerful flashlight.
What would you do with it?
Fuck, dude. I would be like an Uber Eats or a DoorDash driver.
Okay.
And I would like pretend like I can't find their home.
And you would shine up.
And I'll be like, oh, how about I shine this light and you, and then you can find me from there.
That works. That's a good idea.
And I'd be like a town over and they could see it in the sky.
Just like, damn, you're far away. What kind of flashlight's that?
Yeah.
That's a pretty good idea, man. Yeah, maybe you can do that. Do you want to plug the prank show we're doing?
More dinner. I want other people to plug it for us.
Okay.
I don't want to be the ones plugging our own shit every time. Why doesn't anyone else hype up More Dinner?
I know. You know about that?
Mm-mm.
We're doing a prank show in July where we're going to restaurants waiting for people to finish their food and we're just sending them another round. We're just going to, we're going to have a GoPro on like the tray. Just going to see how they react when they get the same exact meal. And then like the waiter's going to be like, it's from those boys over there.
We're just gonna be like, remember when Donnie said his tactic of like sending a table of girls of
soup,
a bowl of, no, specifically cream of mushroom.
Sure.
And I guess a few guys have like tried it since then.
Yeah.
And it's
worked
hilarious.
For one guy. It's worked for one guy.
They said one, it was a devastating failure, but that's bad. That's a win. Because it's mm-hmm. funny yes. to like fuck that up. And that's why it's like it's like the safest way to flirt with girls because it's so stupid and it's kind of like a mockery to them. But
yeah.
if they do accept, it's an in.
Yeah.
So keep doing that. Get back to us.
Sure.
Stop crew dissing.
Yeah, a guy got jumped.
No, people are just doing it to like gay teens.
Oh, also stop ruining my life when the best thing ever happens to me and somebody makes me into a one-for-one Pokemon trainer with the exact
I've never seen you,
Ken Sugimori art.
You were very excited.
It was on the subreddit for half minutes. No, somebody reposted onto Rule 34.
What?
Rule 34 is a thing in cartoons where it's a rule. It's the 34th mm-hmm. rule of cartoons. 34th. if it's a cartoon, if it's something that's animated, there's a porn for it. And so somebody requested that character, that Pokemon trainer that looks exactly like me, be spreading his ass.
Don't do that to Nick.
I was legitimately so excited.
That would just destroy him. If
yeah.
you went out of your way to like animate him fucking.
Stop. No, but like somebody put it on the Rule 34 subreddit and I believe it.
Did it take off?
I don't know. Not great though. But thank you to the person who made that original. Awesome. That's so sick.
Yeah,
that
someone sweet. Sent you a Poke Reese card and then they sent
somebody handed me an open envelope and it said open on the Yak, but it was too late. And they sent me a Poke Reese card and they sent you a, they sent me a Poke Reese rookie like prism. It was beautiful, like really good condition, like holographic, mm-hmm. awesome. And then they sent Kyle, you've had like 5 backpacks in the past week.
I keep losing them. Yeah, it's insane. It's a very hard thing to lose. So the first one,
I have one in my apartment.
You have one of my backpacks?
Yes. A girl dropped it off from the Upper East Side.
No.
Yes.
That implies that I stayed at her place or something.
Didn't you stay at a girl's place and
$5? I left it at Jack's place, I think, now that I think about it.
I don't know.
I did tip them $5.
They carried it to my apartment and it was ringing.
The backpack?
Yes! When I got back from Barstool versus America, my backpack kept chirping and I got a notification on my phone that I'm like geotagged. And it kept in it. And my backpack would periodically chirp. Wait, it was such a pleasant.
Somebody put a.
It was a pleasant.
Did one of the producers put a tag
Kelsey
on you?
And then we're talking about it. I thought it was a bit
because they kept losing me on set.
Yeah,
I don't know if that was. I
did
hope
they
that's
tag
the,
you?
I hope that's the case. And instead of like a trafficker. Oh, they actually did.
So
I was.
Wait, that's not on.
All right, whatever. So for most
here, here.
Did they tag you?
Yeah.
I got fucking tagged.
I talked about it. I'm like, yo, did KV get tagged during Barstool vs. America? They said they kept trying because they were like, you would just walk behind the pack. But that's just how you are. You always get to the right spot. But I think they slipped one into your backpack and you must still have it. But I had a full like 20-minute conversation about how it's kind of messed up to like track human beings.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Go see if Kelsey's still there.
I don't.
Can you go?
I'm not like upset about it, but that don't do that.
You're an adult man.
My backpack too. You know, I always leave my backpack at like frat houses. It's not doesn't mean I'm there.
Yeah, exactly. They need to get it like under your skin.
Yeah, they gotta. Yeah,
and even
yeah,
that,
you're actually never wear your backpack.
They actually they know that
you?
I lose my backpacks all the time. So that's like the worst way to track me.
You've had literally
five backpacks
in a month.
Throwing off so many people was on the Upper East Side in like a very expensive apartment.
Kids will have a copper LL Bean bag their entire middle school.
I got geotagged.
That's so.
Is that what it's called?
That is so demeaning, but necessary.
It was not necessary. What? That's how you sex traffic.
Yeah, that's insane.
Kelsey is the producer of Barstool vs. America. Come here. Kyle lost one of his backpacks, and a girl brought it back to Owen. And his back. Come here.
Where would you like me? She knows exactly what this is about.
On the mic.
You probably think I was somewhere I wasn't the past 2 weeks.
Come here.
Did you geotag me?
I don't know what you mean.
Did you tag him?
When
did
I was
put
on
an Apple
Barstool
tag in his backpack?
Versus America, did I get tracked? Oh. Did you put a tracking device in my backpack? What the fuck? Someone put a tracking device.
No, wait, wait, where was it? Where was it?
It was in his backpack.
I don't know where because
wait, I'm talking to the mic,
making noise, but I didn't find the
somebody.
Source.
Yeah, they could not find where he couldn't find where
it
the
was
noise
in the car. Did you take it out of the car?
It's his backpack. His backpack was
my
like
backpack.
No, not that one. He
my
lost.
My backpack
it.
Was ringing for 2 weeks, and I didn't know. I had no idea why.
You actually
dude,
tagged him.
It wasn't me.
Who
what
did
do you
it?
Mean? Who did it?
I don't know if there was one or not.
There definitely is.
No, I can't confirm. I don't know. There might have been one.
Whose idea was it?
Not mine.
Whose idea was it to tag a grown man doing his job?
It wasn't my
talk idea. Talking to the mic, Kyle.
It wasn't my idea, but it wasn't a bad idea at all. It's
yes, it was. He lost
goes
the backpack.
Missing all the time.
My backpack goes missing even more, and you know that. Yeah, I publicize that. I lose backpacks regularly.
That's how you know it wasn't me, because I would have geotagged like his pocket, because he loses everything else.
It's true.
Yeah. Okay, well, I got to figure out who did this.
Yeah, that's huh.
I think I can like sue them.
Yeah,
I think
so.
The leading profession of Apple tag.
I think it's funny.
Great.
I think it's funny, but yeah.
Am I cleared?
Yeah, you're cleared.
No.
Well,
yes.
That was the most guilty alibi of all time. You just said you knew about it.
But you have had like five backpacks in a month, which is more than most have had in a life.
A lot of backpacks. I bought a Camelback for $120 yesterday. Can't afford it.
Your backpacks have been progressively shittier though. Like I think that's a Reebok one that you got at TJ Maxx.
I'm going to try to take back. I'm going to try to return the Camelback. They're lazy there.
How do you know they're what do you mean?
Every service employee in New York City is too lazy to like, you can go into Chipotle and get two meals right now,
you
walk
can,
out, no
get
one will
it
bat
comped.
An eye.
You can get it comped.
No, I'm going to return the Camelback. It'll be stained with KB death mix. They won't even know.
Yeah, they will. Yeah, they will. All right.
Yeah,
we got to get to the bottom of this.
You have my backpack, my tracking device.
Yeah, you've been gone.
With the
I
don't want,
didn't
it.
Go
I don't want
it,
that backpack.
Which is nice.
You keep that.
Well, I don't want to open it.
I don't want it.
I don't
my
want the
address.
Tracker to get out.
Who the fuck's who?
Yeah, I mean, they just know where you live now, whoever has that. We'll get to the bottom of this.
What an ending.
Wow. A new untold story. Please review us on anything.
Mm-hmm.
Stop listening to other stuff too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. No, honestly.
Nah. Yak, boy, dad.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah. Out of, yeah.
Out and about.
Yeah. Your whole life should be Barstool.
Yeah.
Everything you consume.
More specifically,
yeah. I want to see how dumb the human race can become.
That's your reply to what I'm going to say. No, you're just going to say, like, no, that's a new untold story.
Hey, is that story old or told?
No, baby.
It's a new untold story.